Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Eroica Symphony was a watershed moment in Beethoven's career and in the development of the classical symphony. You don't mess with the Eroica Symphony. Here, messing with the Eroica Symphony, is Alan Pearson, the Brooklyn Philharmonic's artistic director, joining me in the studio to talk a bit about the Beethoven Remix Project. Alan, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you, John. That's maybe the best introduction I've ever gotten.
So, I mean, it is. The Eroica Symphony was like a watershed, a real landmark in Beethoven and the development of the symphony. Why remix that piece?
Well, and to make it even a little more sacred, it's also a watershed in the development of the Brooklyn Philharmonic. It was the piece we played on the very first Brooklyn Philharmonia Society concert in 1857. And then when the sort of current or most current era of the Philharmonic started in the 1950s, it was again played on the first concert. So it has this history, not only obviously in the classical music world at large, but specifically with the Brooklyn Philharmonic.
Well, that would suggest that maybe it's time to play Beethoven's Eroica Symphony again. But instead, you're inviting people to do remixes of it. How does that play into the program?
Right. Well, really, like, the remix project is part of a larger story we're telling throughout the year, which has to do with what the Brooklyn Philharmonic is doing now, which is, you know, we're no longer an institution as we were in those past, you know, the 1950s and the 1850s debuts of, you know, that generation of the Brooklyn Philharmonic. We're now a mobile organization that's going out into all these different communities around Brooklyn and doing things, creating events, making collaborations happen in these communities in ways which speak to what's already there. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing movements of the Beethoven on each of our concerts this year, each one in a different community, and each one presented in a way that speaks to what that community is all about. And so when we were planning our Bed-Stuy concert, the remix just seemed the natural way to go. I mean, remixing being such a tradition in that community.
So what are the rules for the Beethoven Remix Project?
Right, that's an interesting question. We brought in a guy named Sam Hilmer, who had worked with the Beacon Center and had nurtured a bunch of local artists. And we brought him in to help us run this project. Mm-hmm. And he worked with us to organize this process. And we took in applicants. And then once we had selected our finalists, we brought them all together in a room with Sam and with members of the Brooklyn Philharmonic to talk about what the process was going to be. We didn't lay down any specific rules. I mean, the guidelines were that we wanted them to draw as much as they could from the Beethoven. Mm-hmm. And I guess we talked more about ideas than we did about rules. And it was very much an open conversation.
But it's the final movement
of the Eroica Symphony
that they were charged with remixing.
Right, that's right. So they were all given a recording of the final movement. And then also we gave them individual tracks, which were unfortunately MIDI. We would have loved to have been able to give them, you know, separate recordings of the flute, oboe, clarinet parts.
Right.
They had that material, and we wanted them to do as much with it as they could. We were looking for them to do something that was really their own with it, but that would still have a sense of connection to the original, so that someone who knew the symphony could hear how ideas were taken from it and then put in, ideally, a completely new context. We wanted people to feel the connection to the original, but to blow their minds at the same time.
So first you picked the five finalists, and they're the ones invited to do the remixes.
Right.
And one of these five will actually be orchestrated. So you're taking an orchestral piece, giving it to remixers, and then you're taking the remix and putting it back in the acoustic realm for the orchestra.
Exactly.
In time for this June 9th concert in Bed-Stuy. It's the Brooklyn Philharmonic's Beethoven Remix Project. Alan Pearson is the Brooklyn Phil's artistic director. And this remix comes from the Brooklyn-based DJ and producer Eddie Mars. We'll be right back. DJ Eddie Mars and his remix of Beethoven's Eroica Symphony, the fourth movement. I like it.
Yeah, this is it's a great remix. And you know what? One thing I think that's probably different about what DJ Eddie Mars did with this and most of the others is that he really stuck with the recording.
Yeah, you can hear. I mean, there are clear passages of the original there.
Right.
What about for something a little different? Who is Andrew McLean?
Right. Andrew McLean was born in Jamaica. I think he's probably the only, if not one of the only finalists who actually has a degree, who actually studied composition at university. He was at Bournemouth University, I believe.
In the UK.
In the UK, and mm-hmm. Studied composition there.
So born in Jamaica, educated in the UK, and now living in Brooklyn.
Yeah, right. And there's his compared to Eddie Mars, he used more of the electronic tracks, more of the MIDI stuff. And there's a really nice use in his of the Poco Andante from towards the end of the fourth movement, which is just gorgeous.
So he remixes under the name Complex.
Right.
And this is his Beethoven remix. From the producer known as Complex, real name Andrew McLean. That's his Beethoven remix, part of the Brooklyn Phil's Beethoven Remix Project. Alan Pearson, the artistic director of the orchestra, with me on soundcheck. And the Brooklyn Phil will perform one of the five Beethoven remixes in an orchestral arrangement at their Bed-Stuy concert on June 9th. You can find a link to hear all five of the finalist remixes on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. So again, the ultimate prize here is a world premiere performance of an orchestral piece by a producer, by a remixer.
Right.
How is that going to happen? How would you turn something like what we've just heard into oboes and violins and cellos and timpani and stuff?
Right. Well, the guy we brought in to do that is another Bed-Stuy artist whose name is Andrew Norman, who's a brilliant young composer and is a brilliant orchestrator. And part of why we brought him in for this and why I picked him to do this part of the project is that he's got a great orchestrational mind. And I thought, here's a guy who could take these, very much, in many ways, not orchestral sounds and figure out how to really creatively bring them to life with the orchestra.
Well, and you, Alan, with your other band, Alarm Will Sound, have done this sort of thing quite successfully in the past with the music of Aphex Twin and your Acoustica project of electronica played acoustically.
Right.
Well, June 9th, when do we know who the winner of the five will be?
I think it'll be in about another month.
Okay. In the meantime, one of the other finalists, and again, they're all on our webpage, is this submission from a group of Brooklyn Community Arts and Media high school students calling themselves the Swagbarians. The Swagbarians.
Yes.
And their Beethoven remix. Alan, it's a really fun project, this Beethoven remix project. Thank you for sharing it with us on Soundcheck today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing how it all turns out.
Me too. It's Alan Pearson and the Brooklyn Philharmonic, June 9th in Bed-Stuy. Here are the Swagbarians. Still to come, the Norwegian singer-songwriter Sondre Lerche has lived in New York for a number of years. His latest album, though, is the first one he's written entirely here in the city. We'll hear songs from it live in our studio next on Soundcheck.